TCJ Radio International presents Switzerland in Sound, produced and presented by Bob Zanotti.
Welcome to Switzerland in Sound. This is Bob Zanotti. There are many visitors, obviously, who come to Switzerland. This is a very popular destination for visitors from all over the world. Many, many ways to see this country. And, of course, the classic way would be by train or by boat. Switzerland has probably Europe's best organized public transport system. But, you know, there's another way to see Switzerland, and that is from the bird's eye view. No, I don't mean in a commercial airliner flying over the country. I mean getting into a small plane or a helicopter, or how about a hot air or even gas balloon, doing it that way. We have the man with all the answers how we best do that. He is Felix Kieser, who is the Secretary General of the Aero Club of Switzerland. If he doesn't know about this, then nobody does. Mr. Kieser, welcome to Switzerland in Sound. First of all, quite a basic question here. We assume that it's fairly easy to see Switzerland by small plane, helicopter, or balloon. Is that in fact the case? Is it easy to do?
Yes, affirm, as the pilots would say. We have got quite a few airfields in Switzerland, more than 40 small fields, and whether it be within the Alps or further down, we have a lot of occasions to do that.
This, of course, from a pilot's point of view, is a really, it's a challenging country with all of the mountains. We have special weather patterns here, microclimates. These pilots must be pretty good. They're pretty well trained. We're not talking about the old barnstorming pilots of years ago. These guys know what they're doing.
Yes, and we have just to demonstrate what it means. We have special ALP instruction lessons that all pilots that fly in Switzerland have to undergo. And the foreign pilots who come to Switzerland, they do first get instructions how to fly within the Alps and into the Alps in case they do not perform that in their own country.
So anyone who will take a small plane ride or a helicopter ride or a balloon, they can rest assured they're in the best possible hands.
I can assure you, yes, we are very regulated. That is certainly the case.
And of course, here in Switzerland, we have to remember that there's a militia army or air force. There's a semi-professional air force in this country. I imagine some of your membership and some of these pilots probably also are military pilots at the same time. They know the mountains. They know the terrain very well.
Exactly. That's quite the case. A lot of them come from the military, are still in the military, or the basic training was in the military.
They don't get any better. I've seen some of these guys in action. It's amazing. Also on the internet, you can see some breathtaking videos of Swiss Air Force pilots and what they do. It's absolutely incredible, and anyone interested can find that. Mr. Kieser, let's look at the flights themselves. I mean, Switzerland is a small country, but extremely diverse. If we look at the geography, can you say which are the most popular flights among visitors to this country?
Of course, to the Alps or within the Alps, but of the other places, very nice to see. But most popular, to answer your question, yes, these are the Alps. And within the Alps, it's probably the Matterhorn, the old Matterhorn, though there are many other places that are spectacular as the Matterhorn.
I can imagine around Lucerne, it would be the Pilatus, and in the Bernese Oberland, it would be the Jungfrau, and so on, that kind of thing.
Exactly. And the advantage is if you come out from here, then you all your way along to the Matterhorn. Well, if we stay with the Matterhorn, then you have a spectacular scenery all the way up there.
Is it possible, incidentally, to do mountain hopping trips, for example, to go over the mountains to neighboring Italy or perhaps to Germany or France? Is that also done?
Certainly. And one popular route is coming from here, the countryside, going to the Alps and then take a break in Sion, for example, or Geneva, and then go back. Meaning taking a break, landing at an airport there and having what We used to call the $100 hamburger in the States. To go back.
A very good friend of mine was a glider pilot here in Switzerland. He did also motor gliders, and I had some wonderful times with him. It's so breathtaking, and we mustn't forget that in addition to the classic small motorized planes, also gliders are fit into this. So we talk about small motor aircraft, light aircraft, in other words. We talk about gliders, helicopters, balloons. This is quite an assortment of hardware here. Can you say, Mr. Kieser, which type of aircraft is best suited for which type of sightseeing?
Well, I would just start with a very good idea. You just mentioned that the sailplane, it's just that it's only for one person that can do it. So you cannot go together with your friends, but you have the pilot and yourself. That is really something special to glide among the mountains, as you just pointed out. Then, of course, there are the other means, the other aircrafts and balloons, the small ones, the bigger ones. From the small one that is, well, probably the most popular, the Piper and the Cessnas and so on, but you have the small helicopters also that are more affordable than the big ones. And then you have the balloon, the hot air or even gas, which has become rare. But that is something very spectacular to do and really amazing, the balloon rides.
Well, the balloon, of course, that must be the great classic way. I mean, we go back to the grand days of the grand tours, seeing the mountains by balloon. You bring your champagne along and you sit and just look at God's country. You need some time for a balloon trip, don't you?
Exactly. You need the weather, the pilot and time, and then if you talk about the old times, we have to mention the gas balloon, which has, as I said, become very rare, but also very expensive, we have to be honest.
Let's look at the cost for a moment. Does one have to see his banker first before you go on one of these trips, or is it affordable?
No, I think it's sufficient to consult your family and take it along. So we are talking from, I would say, 100 francs up, of course. If you have 100 francs for a helicopter, that will be a short jump you do. But with a four-seater small airplane with 100 francs, you do already a 30-minute trip. Mm-hmm. But I would say from 150 francs on, you have a beautiful sight. And as far as ballooning is concerned, I would add up that to 200. But the average is for the motor aircraft. For a sightseeing into the Alps, I would say 250 or 200 to 250, about an average. With the helicopter, it adds that up to, or goes up to 350, and the balloon also around that.
Now, are these half-hour segments we're talking about, or full hour?
The average one I was mentioning now, I counted an hour. That, mm-hmm. I think, is an average of a sightseeing flight.
Well, that's a pretty fair
ride
flight.
The
yeah.
balloon, yes.
Yeah, that's a good flight. Incidentally, before I forget, years and years ago, as a young reporter for the International Radio, I got an interesting assignment. You will know the name T. Rufer, one of Switzerland's most famous glacier pilots. I think okay. he used to have a Piper Cub or something along
most
that line.
Probably yes.
Yeah, and he would actually land and take off on glaciers. Is this still done?
Yes.
You can still do that.
Of course, yes, and that is really amazing to do that. Yes.
Yeah.
There are not so many glacier pilots. They demand a lot of experience. Lot of experience, and there are not so many glaciers again who are allowed to land on. Mm. But that is something really special.
And that's a very high specialty too. I mean, you really have to know what you're doing.
Exactly, and it's still done, yes.
Yeah.
It needs a lot of loadage and a lot of skill.
It's getting exciting. I'd like to get one of these flights myself again. I have one last question for you, Mr. Kieser. What about private pilots who are licensed in their home countries? And they say, well, you know, that would be a great idea, but I can fly my own plane. Can they do that here?
Yes. Most pilots fly internationally, fly in other countries, so they are allowed to do that. And the international regulation has been valid for since the beginning of flying almost. There have been agreements. So that means that we can fly into and out of other countries with foreign licenses, most of the pilots. Of course, there are also licenses that only apply for the home country. Then what I would recommend to foreign pilots, if they want to do it commercially and add and make really make it attractive and go to public and announce themselves, then I would recommend they check the validity of their license and their activity with FOCA, our national regulator.
You mean if a commercial pilot wants to work as a commercial pilot here, this requires a special agreement. But an ordinary sport or private pilot, as we understand it, the classic Cessna or Tri-Pacer or Piper flyer or Mooney, he can come here with his national license and it will be recognized.
Of course, yes.
Sounds very exciting. I used to fly a lot with my father. Back where I grew up, and I understand you were there too, I grew up in New Jersey, outside New York, and you lived in Long Island on the other side.
Exactly, that's where I got my first flying lessons, and my license, by the way.
Isn't that something? It really is a small world. We used to fly out of sometimes Teterboro.
Teterboro.
When it was still a very small, quiet airport. Now it's very commercial. And then Morristown. You probably know Morristown.
Yes, of course. When you mention it now, I remember that it was part of my lessons, of my landings. Yes.
Those were the days when you actually were allowed to fly right over Manhattan. I think that's not done anymore.
I still could do that. Yes, I still could do that.
Yeah, but
flying
you need,
out of Long Island, yes.
I think, though, you need permission and clearance before you can do that these days.
It's, of course you have. Of course, and radio communication is part of the flying.
That's right. That's right. Felix Kieser, the Secretary General of the Aero Club of Switzerland, with some expert, well-informed information for those who would like to see Switzerland from up there. On your next visit, some great ideas. We'll also have a few links for you here on the website. Mr. Kieser, thank you very much, and of course I have to wish you happy landings.
Okay, I thank you very much, and wish everybody flights over and into Switzerland.
Unforgettable it will be. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Okay.
For Switzerland in Sound, this is Bob Zanotti.
You were just listening to Switzerland in Sound with Bob Zanotti. For more information, go to www.switzerlandinsound.com.